Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited about our guest today. I have Emily Hirsch. Emily has built one of the largest and fastest growing digital marketing agencies in the world, Hirsch Marketing. Her powerhouse team and she create and implement multi-million dollar ad campaigns for entrepreneurs looking to make a massive positive impact on the world. They've managed $5 million in ad spend and generated over $57 million in revenue for their clients to date. Whew! She's eager to share her secrets and help innovators, influencers, creators, and disruptors like this audience amplify their message and maximize their impact through a laser-focused strategy that sells. She's been featured in Huffington Post, Entrepreneur Magazine, Fox News, and was recently a speaker at Russell Brunson's Inner Circle and Ray Higdon's Mastermind, just to name a few. Wow. I'm really excited to introduce Emily.
Yay, thanks. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, that is great. That is a really great bio, and I can't wait to dig in and learn more about it. So why don't you just fill us in some of the gaps? Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey, like how you got where you are today.
Yeah, so I have been doing my current business for almost 4 years now. I actually started just as a virtual assistant, so it's grown really fast and really big. But with the intention of just creating something where I could work from home, I was pregnant with my son, and so that was my original motivation behind it. And then with that, I discovered the whole online business world, which is now pretty much all of my clients are in that industry of selling digital products and services and webinars. So out of being a virtual assistant, found my passion for marketing and Facebook ads and offered that all on my own. And I was doing everything for a while and then started building a team. And I now have a team of about 26 and counting. We're hiring so many positions, people. And we have over 60 clients on our roster doing purely just marketing, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and marketing strategy for them.
That is fantastic and very exciting for sure. It is the world, isn't it, of which we live in?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how the business has shaped your lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I create my schedule. So, I mean, it's like I never imagined that you could really truly have whatever kind of schedule that you wanted. So I actually stop work around 3 every day so I can be with my kids for the rest of the day. So for me, I didn't want to work until 5. And that's always been the original motivation behind me starting my entire company. So I didn't want to ever lose sight of that, even though I love working and I'm really happy that I have what I have. But I also prioritize being a mom and being with. So I'm able to get that extra time with them. I work from home, so in my home office, so be here for them. I have 2 kids now, nursed both of them, so I could, you know, be there for that. We also travel a lot. So in terms of lifestyle, we've taken our kids to 11 countries in the last 4 years as well, because I could work from anywhere. So travel was a big passion of mine, and being able to create something online allowed me to still work and travel and like not leave and have to take a week, you know, 2 weeks of vacation and not get paid for it. So that has been amazing as well.
That's great. So let's talk about your skill sets. So what are at least 2 of your greatest skill sets that you think have really contributed to your overall success?
So obviously marketing. I think I've been doing this for 4 years and I'm pretty young. So it's not like I have this huge background in college degree in marketing, but it came really quickly to me to just be able to see marketing and numbers and an entire customer journey and support other businesses doing that. So marketing, and then for sure, number 2 is team building. Like I have gotten this far because I've been able to build a team and put together the systems and the training and the processes to set my team up for success, which in the last year has been my sole focus.
Great. Well, let's now talk about one of your greatest accomplishments that you've achieved and that is super meaningful to you.
Well, I think being able to like my business is my greatest accomplishment because it not only supports our whole family It also gives me that freedom to still be here for my kids and be home and be able to have both. Like, I really believe that you can have it all if you want it all as a mom. Like, I think that a lot of people struggle being pulled in the two different directions. And so my business is definitely my greatest accomplishment that allows me to, you know, show up in all areas of my life.
So on the polar opposite of that, can you share with us an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and how you worked through it?
Yeah, I think that growing the team has been my hardest. Like those first hires when I didn't even know what I was doing, you know, I didn't have experience growing a team and I never learned how. So I think I learned a lot those first like 2 to 3 people that I hired. Like, for example, you know, I wasn't intentional with like who I needed and what kind of expertise they should have coming in. It was just like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. Yeah, I'll take you. Can you come and help me?
Right.
And so that was like, you know, I had to go through those experiences to learn what to do and what not to do, which today now we're like, it's a whole different business than it was a year ago when I was hiring my first real people. So that was very challenging. And it's still very, you know, there's still problems that come up every day. Managing people is very hard, and training people and like getting the right people in your business to represent you in your business is really hard. So I have smaller challenges always around that. But I think that that was the biggest obstacle I had to overcome, is learn how to be a leader and take myself out of the tactical pieces of my business.
This is probably one of the greatest challenges for a small business owner. Hands down, it is. It comes up again and again in multiple conversations. And so, obviously, this is one of your greatest challenges, too. But when you say I've had to learn, what are some of the things? How do you think you've worked through some of that? There's always a question that I love to just take down a rabbit hole a little bit. And people say, this was a great challenge, but I learned how to do it. It's like, but I think for the listener, they're like, how did you learn that? And I know most of it is by trial and error, right?
Yeah.
But was there some key things? Like, I had one gentleman on my podcast, and he said a really quick little statement that is, you know, it's a little quote. And I think I'd heard it before, too. But I wrote it down, and I keep it written in my office so that I don't forget. And it was, you know, be slow to hire and quick to fire. And
yeah,
that is something I wasn't. I was very quick to hire because I was desperate, and mm-hmm. then slow to fire because I felt bad and when they weren't really the fit. So I thought I need to always be saying that quote. And so I'm pretty good now at, I think I take my time a little bit more in hiring, but I wouldn't say, I do realize when it's not a fit quicker. But I think I still am in that, oh my gosh, we need somebody. We need to fill this immediately. So are there any pointers with that?
Yeah. Oh man, there's a lot of directions I could go with it. I've learned so much. I mean, first of all, to start my learning, I did get help, like support through a mastermind that was specifically focused around team building. I got my business to 6 figures by hustling, but I knew that to get to the next level, I needed to go and get help from people who have done it before, because I hadn't done this, you know, those pieces before. So I did get, you know, learning material and help. And I think like some of the biggest things that I've learned is, one, like we're always going to think that we need less help than we really need. So hire ahead of time, like don't wait till you get to that point where you are so overwhelmed. So then you're desperate. So then you make those decisions where you hire, you know, not the right fit, that if you had 3 of the best options to choose from and it was a hard decision, like you should have more than one person really in any position right. that you have to choose from. So project like your hiring needs, because then you don't get yourself in that position. And so we constantly are kind of working on that. Like it takes a good month usually to get a good person in the company too, because they might have to give notice. You have to go through the interview process, and then there's training. So it's like 2 months until they're super helpful.
Right.
You know, there's obviously exceptions to that, but plan for that. And so I think as entrepreneurs, we like underestimate time and resources all the time. And we think, oh, that, you know, that's easily just one person can handle all that, and then they come in and they can't, so you need another position, or you think you can do it and then you can't. So really looking at that and being aware of that. And I think when I started hiring ahead of time and like overestimating how much I would need, it ended up being exactly what I would need and covering my bases. And then the other thing that I really like is a mindset shift that I had, and that's that everything in your business is either a process or a person issue. And so a lot of times when people make a mistake or like something drops through the cracks or something goes wrong, a lot of times it's actually your process and like the systems that you have in your company and how you're setting that person up for success versus that person and their capabilities. Sometimes it's the person, like it absolutely is. But a lot of times, especially for small business owners where team building is new, we haven't set all the systems up. And so now when something goes wrong in my company, I look at it as like, okay, what process is broken? Did we not follow something? Is there a missing checklist? Like, where do we fix this so that it doesn't happen next time? And that helps a lot with just, I think, the overall mentality of managing people, because you don't get as frustrated at the person personally, because if you're not setting them up for success, then they can't do their job. And so that's just an overall way that I look at literally every problem that comes up in our company. I'm looking for process issues because I'll always be fixing them. Also, I'll always be working on that and updating things because our business is never going to be perfect.
Absolutely. That's some really, really great advice. It's solid advice. That's what I think people are always looking for is like, just give me three. Give me three things that I can then focus on. And you did a great job of that. And I love to project your hiring needs before you actually need them. And that I would have to say for us here, and then also from many of my friends that own their own small business, that is their number one problem. They wait till they're in super need, and then that's why you're hiring so quickly, right?
Yeah.
So,
and then you also don't have time to train that person, so you come in and they're like overwhelmed in the company. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then I think they also never really learn well because they come into chaos, right? Mm-hmm. They just absolutely walk into just both feet running as hard as they can, and then they never really. So then they. Even this is what I have found with us is I had a solid team here that worked here for, oh man, like some 11 years, 15 years, 20 years. I still have one gal that's worked with me for 30 years. We're wow. celebrating this year. I know. But what happened is that we had this strong team at one time and then they retire or they're like, they leave. Like I've had people a long time and where they say, you know what? It's been a good run. I want to do something different. I want to explore some of my own thing, or I want to go explore this, which you have to honor and respect. But then consequently, we've let the really great systems we have in place get fractured by like people coming in quickly and just training them and just doing it however is easy for them, right? And that's what I've seen is I'm even listening to you. And I think that this is something that a lot of small businesses struggle with. And if we can offer insights or help to people, I think it would be tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So what advice would you give to those who want to be entrepreneurs?
Well, I think honestly, you know, if you're an entrepreneur because you're born that way, I think that, you know, I don't know any other way myself. And most people around me are that way. I think if you want to start a business and you have that drive, like don't turn it off, because most of the time entrepreneurs feel like we have to turn it off if we're in, you know, people might tell you that you have to do things the normal way. And entrepreneurs are far from normal. Like we're a very small percentage of the population who's willing to take risks, who wants to always be more and do more and go and follow that. Like if that's what you have as a calling and really like, do what you love. I think that's really important in a business is like you have to be happy because it's not easy to be an entrepreneur and it's not easy to run your own company. So if you don't love what you're doing, like you're going to hate it and you're not going to want to keep doing it and the passion won't be in it. So, I mean, if you're looking to start a business, you know, go towards what you are enjoy doing and like you would do it for free if you could. Like that's kind of what you should follow. And then I always tell people too, like, a lot of people ask me, you know, did you plan to be here today? Like when you started your business? And I honestly didn't. Like my company started with just the intention to be able to work from home and make the money I was making before from home to be with my son. And so I never could have imagined that I would be here because you also don't know what you don't know. Like you don't know that experience. You don't know where the journey is going to take you. So plan a little bit to an extent, but also like be open to where your journey takes you as an entrepreneur, because you might meet people or have experiences that changes your path, and that's okay. And you don't have to have every like thing figured out to be able to start. Otherwise, you'll never start.
I agree. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
Honestly, it means the freedom to do what I want. And then for me, it just means being able to show up for my family, but also still have a passion, my own passion. Like, I've always been an entrepreneur, and I'd be really unfulfilled if I didn't have something else to work on besides being a mom. And so like working from my happy place is that I have my own identity in addition to supporting my family and being there for my family.
That's great. So what I want to do now is I want to sort of delve in a little bit more to the arena of which you work. And then we'll close with you letting everybody know how they can find you and some new things that you're working on. But you are in a very unique space. You've been obviously very successful at it in a very, what I would say, short period of time. And so that our listeners can understand just a little bit more about that, or maybe you can just give some tips for this digital marketing space that would be helpful. Like, and this would include then some of the things that you guys do and drill down a little bit for us. But then mm-hmm. what are some of the things maybe that someone that is just starting or isn't ready to hire a firm, but what could they be, what should they be, and what could they be looking at as far as online marketing?
Yeah. So the first thing I say is before you do any marketing or paid ads or anything, like, you have to really have two things in place. Well, really three. You have to have what you're selling really figured out, and ideally you've sold it organically somehow through relationships or a small following that you might have. Like, you've proven the product or service. So before you do paid ads, I would recommend that, because otherwise you might be setting yourself up for failure. Two, you have to really understand who it is that you're trying to reach when you do paid ads. So like, a deep level, it sounds cliche because a lot of people talk about this in their branding, but on a deep level, like, what is the emotional connection and the problems and the connection that you have with your following? Because that's going to help you see success with your ads. It's going to help you with your targeting. It's going to help you with your messaging, all of that. So before you start ads, you have to have that in place. And then the third thing is plan. Like, most people don't sit down before they run ads and say, well, how much am I going to spend? And what do I think I'm going to get if I spend $1,000? And like, if I want to make X amount of money, like, how many sales do I need to make? How many leads do I need to bring in? All of that has to happen before you ever run ads. And I think that's super important. And then the next thing that I would put the next amount like of importance is looking at advertising as the long game, and that you're not just running ads to get sales, but you're also building a brand. And so it's really important that you put out consistent, valuable content no matter what company you are, because it becomes a snowball effect if people consistently see your content and it's valuable. They will then maybe choose to work with you in 2 months, 6 months, a year. You don't know. And so it's really important, if you want to stand out and build this like company, that you really prioritize that. And so for our clients, that means like, video is huge, content videos, Facebook Live videos, you know, really engaging posts even work. And so if you're just starting out, like, you can start with that on even a small budget to reach new people. And that will help you get some momentum in terms of your following to then reach with your more offers or your funnels or whatever that looks like. So that's my two like really top pieces of advice that we encourage people to do, either if they're just starting out, or, I mean, even if you're running ads, like, these are two very important things that you do if you haven't done them already.
Fantastic. That is some really great advice. And so what are some new and exciting things that you're working on with your company? And then how can people find you?
Yeah, so we are doing a lot. I'm just trying to think the best thing to share. One thing that we will be launching in the next, we just planned out for a year, but probably in quarter two, is we'll be creating a resource for all of our clients that's going to be very elite of like, we have access to amazing data because we have over 60 clients. So we can see what's working and not working in the industry way faster than arguably any marketing company out there, because I have the biggest team in the agent, in the influencer space. So we're going to compile that data even better to be able to offer insights to our clients through some resource, maybe a magazine type pamphlet thing, something that our clients will get access to by becoming our clients. So I'm super excited about that. And then creating even rewards, kind of like, oh, you hit your first million with Hirsch Marketing. So that will be a project that we roll out in quarter two. And then as far as finding me, hirschmarketing.com is my website. On there, you can find my podcast. We release a Hirsch Marketing report every month to the public, which shares some of those insights that we have in terms of what's working and not working in marketing. And that's a really great resource for people who want kind of that inside scoop. And that's all on my website.
That is fantastic. Well, this has been very enlightening, and congratulations on your success. It's super exciting to see. And I think the one piece of advice that you gave is to stay open to where the journey might take you, because I'm sure that you said to yourself, you know, I just want to be able to be at home with my son and replace this income. And that's always a great goal to have, but you have to be prepared for when you're good at what you do and passionate about what you do and love what you do and do it with consistency and you do it well, like where others are saying, gosh, I want to be a part of that. You have to be prepared for that journey. So that was that. I loved that piece of advice that you gave. And I think it's so very true. And I think I'd only add to that is I see so many people, I've been doing this for so long, and get into the mindset of where people are and what holds them back. That's one of the areas that I really work is there's so many people listening to this that get so fearful of where it may go and will they be able to handle it, that they sabotage themselves and paralyze themselves to even get started. And I would say just get started where you are, but be ready to let it take you where it goes. And at the end of the day, you're still in control of it.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Emily, for being part of our show today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.